Good morning. It's March 26th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a surprising turn of events, properties owned by entertainment mogul Sean Diddy Combs in Los Angeles and Miami have been raided by federal Homeland Security investigations agents. This action is part of a broader sex trafficking investigation spearheaded by federal authorities in New York, drawing widespread attention to the hip-hop icon's legal troubles. The exact reasons behind targeting Combs's properties remain shrouded in mystery, as it is not yet clear whether he is a direct focus of the investigation. Sean Combs, a towering figure in the entertainment industry, is currently facing serious accusations in multiple civil lawsuits. These allegations, which he has vehemently denied, include sexual assault and sex trafficking. Combs' empire spans across music, fashion, television, and more, making him a household name with ventures such as Bad Boy Records, the Sean John clothing line, Revolt TV, and the production of MTV's reality show, Making the Band. As the legal drama unfolds, Combs' legal team has yet to issue a statement regarding the recent raids. Meanwhile, the lawyer representing the accusers sees this as a potential step towards holding Combs accountable for the alleged misconduct. With the investigation still in its early stages, more details are anticipated to emerge, keeping the public and fans on edge about the future of one of hip-hop's most influential figures. In a striking fusion of literary science fiction and television, Netflix's adaptation of The Three-Body Problem has not only captivated audiences, but also reignited interest in its source material, leading to a surge in book sales for the Remembrance of Earth's Past series and Silent Spring. Behind this ambitious project are Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, who have brought together a familiar cast, including several Game of Thrones alumni, to navigate the complex narrative of Liu Cixin's acclaimed novel. The series has thrown a curveball with the unexpected demise of a character played by John Bradley, reminiscent of his role as Samwell Tarly, catching both the actor and viewers off guard. This narrative choice underscores the show's willingness to diverge from conventional storytelling, earning it praise for its diverse casting and swift character development. The adaptation has not only brought Liu Cixin's intricate universe to life, but has also set a precedent for the pace at which characters evolve, offering a fresh take on the science fiction genre. Looking ahead, the producers have committed to adapting the entire Remembrance of Earth's Past trilogy over the next 5 to 6 years, with aspirations for additional seasons to delve deeper into the narrative. This long-term vision for the series promises to expand on the themes of human resilience and the quest for salvation that are central to the story. As of now, fans can stream all episodes of Three-Body Problem on Netflix, embarking on a journey that bridges the gap between the pages of a novel and the spectacle of television. In a stunning box office showdown, Sony's Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire has not only met but exceeded expectations, crossing the $1 billion threshold in global earnings. This remarkable achievement showcases the enduring appeal of the Ghostbusters franchise and its ability to draw audiences worldwide. The film's opening weekend played a pivotal role in its success, bringing in $45.2 million domestically and $16.4 million from international markets. This strong start was propelled by the return of the original Ghostbusters cast, alongside new additions from Ghostbusters Afterlife, including a character played by Paul Rudd. The blend of nostalgia and fresh elements has clearly resonated with fans and newcomers alike. While Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire soared, other films also made their mark. Dune, Part 2, earned $17.6 million domestically in its fourth week, reaching a worldwide total of $574.4 million. Meanwhile, Kung Fu Panda 4 led the international box office with $134.9 million and garnered $16.8 million domestically. Despite these strong performances, Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire managed to outshine Dune Part 2 at the U.S. box office. However, the cinematic landscape is about to get even more competitive. The upcoming release of Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire is poised to be a formidable contender, threatening to shake up the current box office rankings. As these titans clash, it will be interesting to see how Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire holds up against the new challenger. A new documentary, Quiet on Set: The Dark Side of Kids TV, pulls back the curtain on the darker aspects of children's television, revealing a culture that many viewers may find shocking. With a focus on the late 1990s and early 2000s, the film brings to light allegations of sexual abuse and racially stereotyped roles that marred some of the era's most beloved shows. Among those speaking out is former child actor Drake Bell, who recounts his harrowing experience of sexual abuse at just 15 years old by his dialogue coach Brian Peck while working at Nickelodeon. The documentary doesn't stop there. It also delves into the experiences of Brian Hearn, one of the few black actors on All That. Through the eyes of his mother, Tracy Brown, viewers learn about the discomfort and harm caused by racially stereotyped casting decisions. In response to these serious allegations, Nickelodeon has issued a statement emphasizing their commitment to investigating all formal complaints to ensure a safe and professional workplace environment. Quiet on Set aims to not only shed light on these troubling issues, but also to serve as a cautionary tale for those considering a career in children's entertainment. As the docuseries makes its way to audiences via streaming on Max, it opens up a critical conversation about the need for change and accountability within the industry. In the world of Hollywood, resilience often defines the trajectory of an actor's career. Anne Hathaway's journey from facing a downturn in job offers due to online backlash to being celebrated for her versatility and talent is a story of such resilience. After winning an Oscar, Hathaway found herself amidst a toxic online environment that negatively impacted her career prospects. It was during this challenging time that director Christopher Nolan cast her in the sci-fi epic Interstellar, a decision that Hathaway credits with revitalizing her career. This pivotal role not only marked a turning point, but also led to a series of diverse and acclaimed performances. Notably, her portrayal in the miniseries We Crashed has been praised, with IGN highlighting Hathaway as a force to be reckoned with. Despite the adversity she faced, Hathaway's outlook remained optimistic, leading her to take on a variety of roles that showcased her range as an actor. Today, Hathaway's filmography continues to grow, featuring successful projects like The Intern, Alice Through the Looking Glass, Ocean's 8, and The Hustle. Moreover, she's set to star in the upcoming romance film The Idea of You, signaling her continued presence and success in the film industry. Hathaway's journey underscores the importance of resilience and the impact of supportive collaborations in overcoming professional setbacks. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.